Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter number 19, which is on the book of Job. And the objectives of this particular lesson are upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Job. You'll be able to identify to whom the book of Job was written. You'll be able to state the purpose for the book of Job. You're going to be able to write the key verses of the book of Job from memory and state the life and ministry principle that's found for the book of Job. Now, as an introduction, the author is unknown, and to whom it's written, the book is not specifically addressed to anyone, but it is applicable to all believers who experience suffering. And the purpose is this book wrestles with the question, why do the righteous suffer? The key verses are found in chapter 19, verse 25 through 27, and 23, verse 10. The life and ministry principle are this, that there is a spiritual reason behind suffering of the righteous, and suffering is not necessarily evidence of God's displeasure. The main characters are God, Satan, Job, Job's wife and his friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar, and Elihu. And as a prologue, we have starting at chapter 1, verses 1 through 2, verse 13. Point number A, the introduction is chapter 1, starting at verse 1. Point B, Satan's first appearance and accusation are chapter 1, starting at verse 6. Job's trial is chapter 1, starting at verse 13. And point D, Satan's second appearance and accusation are starting at chapter 2, verse 1. Point number E, Job's trial is chapter 2, starting at verse 7. In Roman numeral number 2, the first cycle of speeches, starting chapter 3, verse 1 through chapter 14, verse 22. So point number A is Job's speech, chapter 3, starting at verse 1. Point B, we have Eliphaz's speech, starting at chapter 4, verse 1. Point C, we have Job's reply, chapter 6, starting at verse 1. Point D, we have Bildad's speech, chapter 8, starting at verse 1. In E, we have Job's reply, chapter 9, starting at verse 1, and chapter 10, verse 22. In point F, we have Zophar's speech, chapter 11, starting at verse 1. And then G, we have Job's reply, and that's starting at chapter 12, verse 1, and chapter 14, verse 22. Roman numeral 3, we have the second cycle of speeches. That's chapter 15, starting at verse 1, and chapter 22, verse 34. Point number A, we have Eliphaz's speech, chapter 15, starting at verse 1. Job's reply, chapter 16, verse 1. Bildad's speech, chapter 18, verse 1. Job's reply, chapter 19, verse 1. Zophar's speech, chapter 20, verse 1, and Job's reply, chapter 21, verse 1. In Roman numeral number 4, we go into the third cycle of speeches. That starts at chapter 32, starting at verse 1 through 37. So point A, we have Eliphaz's final speech, chapter 22, starting at verse 1. B, we have Job's reply, chapter 23, starting at verse 1, and 24, verse 25. In point number C, we have Bildad's final speech, chapter 25, starting at verse 1. And D, we have Job's reply, chapter 26, verse 1, and 31, verse 40. Roman number 5, we have Elihu's speeches, and that's starting at chapter 32, verse 1, through 37, verse 24. So point A, we have the first speech, chapter 32, verse 1. B, we have the second speech, chapter 34, verse 1. Point C, we have the third speech, chapter 35, verse 1. And point D, the fourth speech, chapter 36, verse 1. In Roman numeral number 6, we have God's answer. And that's chapter 38, verse 1, and chapter 42, verse 6. So point A, we have the first speech, chapter 38, verse 1, and 40, verse 5. Point number 1, God questions Job from the realm of creation. And that's chapter 38, starting at verse 1. Point number 2, God questions Job from the realm of animals, chapter 38, starting at verse 39. Point number three, God demands an answer to his questions, chapter 40, starting in verse 1. Number four, Job's first answer to God, chapter 40, starting at verse 3. Point number B, we have the second speech, chapter 40, verse 6 through 42, verse 6. Point number one, God tells Job to save himself, and that's chapter 40, starting at verse 6. And then point number two, God compares the power of Job with Behemoth, chapter 40, starting at verse 15. Point number three, God compares the power of Job with Leviathan, chapter 40, verse 1. Point number four, Job's second answer to God is chapter 42, starting at verse 1. Point A, he confesses a lack of understanding, that's 42, verse 1. B, he repents of his rebellion, chapter 42, verse 4. And finally, we have the epilogue, which is Roman numeral number 7, and starts in chapter 42, verse 1. Point number A, we have the divine rebuke of Job's three friends, chapter 42, verse 1. And point B, Job's restoration, chapter 42, verse 10. That's it for this outline. Go ahead and read your chapter self-test, complete that, and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.